Sunday night, Dvar Halacha. So when you wash for bread, the optimum time to say on the Tilish Adoyim, bottom line is, after you wash, before you dry your hands, is your optimum time. Bottom line, Halacha Lamaisa, that's your optimum time to say on the Tilish Adoyim. You could make the bracha while you're drying your hands, which is maybe what most people do. That's not really preferred, because you're not supposed to be doing something when you make a bracha. But since lamaisa, since drying the hands is, for various reasons, part of the Netilas Shadayim process, so it's allowed. Like, it doesn't say not to do it. So again, the optimum time is before you dry your hands, after you wash your hands, before you dry them. While you're drying them is also okay. The Mishnah Berurah paskins in Mishnah Berurah, another svarim, is more mesupik, but in Mishnah Berurah he paskins that after you dry your hands, then b'di'eved you can also make al netilas shadayim if you haven't yet. That's how he paskins the Mishnah Berurah. Some achronim say, though, that at that point, if you talk, or if you talk, so then you can't make on the Tilish Adoyim anymore, because you mamish you were gomer, and now it's mamish a hefsek, so you can't make on the Tilish Adoyim. I know you're not supposed to talk anyway, but that's really, we'll call it even a chumrah, not to talk till you eat. However you want to refer to it as. It's not an objective hefsek. But lamais, if you talk before you make a bracha, after you dry your hands, so some achrayim point out, like, you already finished the mitzvah, and now it's mamash a hefsek, and then you cannot make on the Tilish Adayim anymore.
What?
It's not possible, but you can.
So what do you do then?